I know you heard about a lot of great MCs, but they ain't got nothing on me.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Well, we're starting the week off on a Tuesday. We've got the Blueprint Power Hour starting in just a second with Coach Rob Regish. And then during the second hour, I'm going to be joined by Dr. Sean Baker. I've gotten so many emails from people going, you got to have Dr. Sean Baker on your show. He's talking about the carnivore diet. And Dr. Sean Baker was on this show in April, exactly 1 year ago this month. April of 2017, before anybody even paid attention to what he was doing, and he announced the N equals many experiment and website and how he was going to move forward with the carnivore diet. And now he is a celebrity, and he's coming back on the show today to talk about what we've learned in the past year. So that's going to be interesting also. Of course, we have to thank All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports. Right now you can get 6 free samples of their 6 top-selling products absolutely free. Just by going over to superhumanradio.net, clicking one of the EFX Sports banner ads, entering your information, and of course you have to pay $5.99 for shipping, but you get like $30 or $40 worth of free stuff, so it's really well worth it. Check it out. And of course, without further delay.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Well, the wife and I are fighting off cold, so if I sound a little off today, that's why.
Well, at least you're doing it together. That's nice.
Yeah, true.
So what's going on, man?
Well, you know, I guess I'd like to talk just for a few minutes about what I think is the best-kept secret in the business, you know, the Blueprint Bulletin. We've got a great special going on right now, where you can get started for only $1. But I've never really told you why it'd be such a good idea. So I'd just like to look at last month's issue alone to give you some idea as to the game changers that are in there. First up, we had a guest editorial by Kirkland Wardley, who was on the show, right?
Kirkland Wardley.
Wardley.
Wardley, yeah.
I always mispronounce it.
Yeah, yeah.
We had on the show last month. His article about new perspectives on wave loading really breaks new ground. And in it, he details how to use wave loading not just to get stronger, not just to raise all big three lifts simultaneously, but lose fat and gain muscle in the process. And that's kind of a new concept because for most people, just using a wave to get stronger is hard enough. Kirkland, I thought, brilliantly detailed how to go about getting not just the well-known central nervous system benefits, but the body recomposition effects that we're all after. And the biggest benefit, in my opinion, it's easy on the joints. Very easy on the joints.
What makes it so easy on the joints? Lighter weight, more reps?
Yeah, I don't want to give it all away. He does use a lighter weight, but he uses some very, very savvy methods of contracting the target muscle to get those body comp changes. So, that was a great one. Supplement-wise, I revealed what looks like the next big thing, something that's going to rock the bodybuilding world like nothing since creatine. Trust me when I tell you, you're going to want to keep this stuff on your radar. Italian neurologists, they've been experimenting with it, and according to their studies, it is no less than 1,000 times more effective than creatine for growing muscle. Now think about that for a second. 1,000 times more effective than the most effective supplement ever to grace the show.
Wow.
Yeah, you're going to want to know about that stuff. So, and then back on the training front, I debuted something I've been working on called frequency rebound training. And it's a method of staggering different hypertrophy models that'll put muscle on a rake. because it properly positions a unique type of hypertrophy work subsequent to your strength training. Your muscles just get really full really fast, and it takes, you know, no more time in the gym than you're currently spending. In fact, I bet it's a good deal less. So it's a win-win all around. And then finally, I link you to a unique type of strength training equipment that delivers huge gains in short order. Picture an additional 10 to 20 pounds on your top bench or squat, and it happens fast. You know, most people are completely in the dark about what this is, along with the physiological mechanism by which it works, or how it works. The neat part about it is you can use it while you're resting between sets or even in the privacy of your own home. And at under $25, it's one of the absolute best investments you'll ever make in the iron game. And that's true for most of the tips and tricks that I have in every month's bulletin. A lot of these are very economical. So, you know, like I said, I always mention the bulletin, but rarely do I expand on it and what it can do for you. You're going to be hearing more about it because we have some real game changers in every issue. So for now, to take advantage of this offer, you can visit CoachRobRegish.com, scroll down to the Blueprint Bulletin, and then select the Learn More tab. You can then use code APRIL2018 to try it for only a dollar. I am absolutely convinced you'll be pleased by what you learn every month. Yeah, it's just, you know, I've had people over the years that have had to unsubscribe because of economic circumstances. They may have, you know, lost their job or whatnot. But I never had a single person say no. That was, you know,
it wasn't worth it, right?
Yeah, I was learning cutting edge stuff every month.
Yeah, and you know what? That's not a lot of money to spend to get some answers. You know, I was just at the Human Potential Summit in California, and one of the guys there said, you know, when you come to an event, you spend a lot of money. You spend money on hotels and food. But if you leave there with just one thing that changes the way you train, the way you live, the way you function for the better, it was well worth it. And every single week you put out great information. So
yeah, and, you know, hey, for 50 cents a day.
Yeah, there you go. Dave Berg says, I've been dosing beta-alanine like you've talked about, but not really seeing the benefits. Do I need to be doing anything special, like taking more than 3 grams a day?
Yeah, and when I saw this, I was like, welcome to the most misunderstood amino in sports nutrition, beta-alanine. Let's rewind a bit first to understand why it's something you should be taking and why it got people excited in the first place. Most supplements don't work, all right? We know this. We understand it. There are plenty of examples we've all been burned on, including yours truly. When beta-alanine came to the forefront several years ago, there was a good reason for it. Solid research studies to back it up, because beta-alanine led to a measurable increase in muscle carnosine content, kind of like how creatine leads to a measurable increase, right, in cellular creatine phosphate. Both are intimately involved in cell energetics. In the existing body of research on beta-alanine at this point is actually larger than creatine in its, you know, relative life cycle. So let's talk now about carnosine, which is ultimately what beta-alanine becomes after combining with another amino acid. Carnosine is an intracellular buffer, which means it helps squelch or delay that nasty burn you get when you're doing prolonged bouts of exercise. Not the 2 to 3 second burst of ATP, right, you get from creatine, but the burn you encounter when set durations reach around 1 minute. So right there, let's read that again. when set duration reaches around a minute.
Very few people do any particular set for a minute.
Exactly, right? And that's the issue. Almost nobody lifts with that kind of time under tension, which, for my money, is a big mistake. And I'll show you now how to rectify that such that beta-alanine can shine for you. One of the greatest weight training systems that's been lost to the mist of time is the heavy light system. York Barbell, right, in York, Pennsylvania, advocated a heavy medium light system 3 days a week. All right, but you get the idea. Almost nobody uses it today because people make the assumption training light is useless or it's somehow beneath them. That's wrong. Here's why. Most hypertrophy models show that training a muscle at least twice and up to three times a week is optimal. That model also found set duration of at least 40 seconds, but up to 75 seconds was optimal for growth. So now, instead of training a muscle group heavy 3 days a week, I'm going to propose you train them heavy light twice a week, and time your light sets such that they last at least a minute. It's easier on your mind, it's easier on your joints and your connective tissues, and it results in what we're all doing this for, right? More muscle. Another major driver of your progress is leg development, right? We all understand this. For some of us, squatting heavy multiple days a week just isn't doable anymore. Or you know, a better option is the heavy light system. So I'd like to propose another alternative, both heavy and light sled pushes and pulls. Here's a great workout that'll let beta-alanine shine, along with giving your lower back a break from all the vertical compression of squats and deadlifts. You're going to have a light sled day. You're going to do sprints with, let's call it, 100 pounds. You just sprint up and back and up and back for up to 90 seconds in duration. Rest a minute and repeat those sled sprints for up to 90 seconds at a time. Rinse, wash, and repeat for up to 10 times if you're a real stud. And tell me beta-alanine doesn't help with that. It does. It really does, tremendously so. Now, heavy day. I like loading a prowler with I had 600 on there the last time, but whatever's heavy for you. And I push it, and I pull it backwards. As anyone that's attempted it knows, the burn in your quads from dragging a sled backwards is excruciating. After a month or two of loading beta-alanine, the burn is gone. I didn't say lessened. It's gone. You're able to drag further and longer than you ever could without it. And that little test is probably the ultimate example of that. So here's the bottom line. Beta-alanine is inexpensive and effective, especially when used, right, during those activities lasting at least a minute. Take it with food. The research shows it's absorbed better. Take at least 3 and up to 6 grams at a time. It takes a while to load, so just understand that. In fact, in one study, levels of carnosine were still increasing after 12 weeks of supplementing it. You know, so get going on it today and keep going until you see it show up big in your extended time under tension exercises and your sled work.
You know, I don't know if I shared this already on the show, but because I can't do any loaded weight work for my legs. I can't do leg presses or squats or deadlifts or anything like that. I've been relegated doing leg curls and leg extensions, abductor, adductor work and stuff like that. And so the last two leg sessions I've had since my surgery have been upwards of 12 sets of leg extensions with a weight that I could easily do the first 10 sets around 20 reps, and that slowly becomes 17, and then I go up in weight and end up with 8 to 10 reps.
Yep.
I do the same thing for leg curls. It takes me an hour to train, doing just four movements.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, you know, my legs are bigger now than they were when I was leg pressing. And I'm like, it dawned on me. It's like, you know what? Maybe I need to, I've never really lightened up and done high volume. I've never done it.
Yeah.
I always think I'm doing high volume. But when I say high volume, I mean what you're talking about, doing a single set for where you're going for 45 seconds, 50 seconds, and you're failing at the end of it because you're doing 30 reps.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm doing it for my upper body too now. I just did chest yesterday this way.
Right.
And I'm just picking, and so here's the interesting thing. Instead of doing a lot of different movements, I'm picking one or two movements and just parking myself on that machine or whatever it is that, you know, those dumbbells or whatever. And I'm doing 12 and 15 sets of one movement. Next time I come in, I'll do a different movement. I won't do that same movement, but I'm doing the volume of my work is just that one movement. And I'm just shooting for higher than 20 reps. But what happens is as you get closer to 9, 10, 11 sets, you find that you've got 11 and 12 reps in with that same weight. It's not as easy as it sounds.
Yeah. You know what? For anybody that's confused or might not know, you hit the nail on the head. A 20-rep set performed with any reasonable cadence is going to last at least a minute. Right? Because you figure,
unless you're just dropping the, you know, unless you're dropping and you're using such light weight that you're flying it, it's got to be a weight that you have to handle. That's the bottom line. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And I do need to start using, and the reason I'm saying this, because I just realized I need to start using beta-alanine. I'm not using it. I really do.
It takes a while to load, but man, you know, I'm telling you, dragging a sled backwards is the most pointed example of the difference it makes. You know, it's the difference between your quads being on fire and shutting down and not even feeling that when you're dragging it.
We have a question when we come back from Andrew McKay. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist. It relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Please give us the power.
ButcherBox has a special deal for my audience. If you go to butcherbox.com/SHR, use the code SHR, you get $10 off your order plus free bacon. If you don't have access to high-quality pastured meats, ButcherBox is the place to go. You can't buy grass-fed beef cheaper. Nowhere. But at butcherbox.com/SHR. Check it out. So the next question comes from Andrew McKay. How active are you on the forums these days? I remember way back when you were on bodybuilding.com, which is where I heard of the blueprint. Haven't seen you there in ages and wondering where you hang out these days. You hang out at home, right, Rob?
Home and SHR, brother.
Yeah.
You know, in all honesty, I haven't been a regular board member anywhere in years. You know, and there are some reasons for that and some good reasons why you should and maybe shouldn't be on too many boards. So, but, you know, let's rewind to the boards themselves. You know, once they started popping up, for the first time, forums allowed like-minded people to congregate and share their experiences with training, diet, supplements, yada, yada. Of course, these folks learned running a board takes money, so most of these websites soon figured out that tying it to a store that sold supplements was the way to go. You know, bodybuilding.com, classic example. At one point, they were the biggest. They still may be. I just haven't been over there in forever. So each one of these boards, to varying degrees, they attracted this broad cross-section of the fitness population. But again, with those supplement stores tied to virtually all of them, if you had a product to sell in their store, the going rate was the website wanted at least a third of your profits. Okay? And, you know, that's okay. I can understand that. But right off the bat, almost every product needs to be a high-margin product, which aren't always the best products. So over time, the situation as I saw it was only getting worse. And let me give you a recent example. There was a board sponsor who rolled out an Ecti product. You know, claimed a really good whack of reproutigum carthamoids extract. And then there was a European, you know, there's a European country, company out there offering what I knew to be legit RCE. And it turns out they tested that company's product. Via undeniable HPLC testing, they found it contained no RCE at all. Zip. Zero. So they posted the lab results. And they had them triple-checked, you know, by like two or three other labs. Same result. No RCE present. So what did the board moderators do? Instead of removing the offending product from their store, they removed the lab test post, they banned the person who made it, and they continued to push the offending product to the moon. You know, this is how business is done these days. Not always. But it goes on a lot more than you think. A lot of these companies also now know the ins and outs of how to really sell a placebo. You know, first thing they do is announce the product. It happened just a few weeks ago on a popular board. Before, and I want you to think about this, before a single ingredient was revealed in this product, idiots were already lining up to use it. Think about that. You know, we've got a new product that's going to grow oodles of muscle. We're not saying what's in it or even how it works, and people are willing to swallow that. You know, from there, company reps, they go into overdrive hyping it. Eventually, the ingredients are released, which are usually, you know, in this case, obscure herbs. And some pretty crazy claims are made. And, of course, when the free samples land, it gets the people that receive them very, very excited. And typically, they report things, vague things, like muscle fullness, you know, I feel stronger, you know, I felt like I could do more during the workout. It's really a sad situation. When you decide to plunk your hard-earned money down, don't rely solely on bro reviews on internet message boards. You know, get informed. Ask questions. And here's the big one. Get to know the people behind the product. And that is key, because message boards exist for the same reason magazines used to. Sell products and hide the people that sell them. You know, what are they hiding from? If I'm extremely proud of the products that I formulated, I'll talk to you all day about them. If you can't get a handle on who created this product and they don't want to admit to it, well, that says something, you know. What you want to do is get to know the person, or at least listen to their voice, come to know them and their thought process, and then you can make a logical, informed decision versus an emotional one. You know, the right decision and the emotional decision is seldom the same. If we all remembered that, we'd have a lot more money in our wallets today. But that's why I'm not on the forums anymore. It's just became a very acrimonious atmosphere, in my opinion.
And you got to pick and choose where you spend your time. There's just so little time in a day.
Yeah.
Andrew Carter says, so what's new with your pre-workout? Any updates?
Yes. In fact, I do have some updates to share. First, the product name, Strengthagym. Entirely appropriate, by the way, as it defines what the product was going to do for you, generate greater levels of strength. And obviously playing a little bit off Synthogen's name. The name was actually dreamed up by SHR listener Sean Knirschfield's wife. So we owe her a debt of gratitude for that one. You should also know that were it not for Sean's kindness and generosity, this thing would have never come to fruition. I think I mentioned it before, but it bears repeating. You know, he's bankrolling the entire thing. And after trying samples that I sent him, he was all in on it, you know. Beyond that fact, it'll really deliver on its promise of intense focus, greater strength, and a very crisp central nervous system. In addition to that, we've got some other surprises in store. Everything about this product is top shelf, from the raw materials to where it's being produced, Dr. Jeff's lab, to the packaging. You will know when you hold it in your hand, it is really something special. It looks like we're going to be doing a 45-cap bottle, and it'll retail for around $50, which, by the way, includes free shipping to not just the continental United States, but Alaska and Hawaii as well.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, a few caveats on the practical use guidelines. Typical dosing is going to be between 1 and 3 caps. So even at max dose, a bottle is going to, you know, give you 15 workouts. And that's an important point. You only want to use this product prior to an athletic or cerebral event where you need extreme focus, you know, or much greater strength. So it's not going to be an everyday thing, or at least it shouldn't be. The formula effectively marries a very unique way of stimulating the central nervous system without rattling you, okay, with increased brain activity of certain neurotransmitters. It kicks in at about the 30-minute mark, and it lasts for about 4 hours. We settled on that duration of action, given more than a few people wanted to take it, you know, after 3 p.m., get a good workout, but yet they still wanted to be able to sleep later, right? So, you know, that's what you'll be getting. Now let me tell you what you won't get with it. You won't get shaky, uncontrollable feelings that leaves you scatterbrained and actually weaker. You know, it sounds odd, but that's exactly what happens when you're too stimulated. And you need only look at the C4s of the world and the people that use it, you know, to see what I'm talking about. As a result, you're going to lift heavier weights, or you're going to be able to do more volume without the cortisol backlash typical pre-workouts cause. And that really is the issue. You know, are you bigger and stronger today after taking your current pre-workout for a year? Most aren't. With Strengthogen, you will, and that's the difference. It's the thinking man's pre-workout.
I like that.
Yeah. It's been one of, if not the longest supplement projects I've ever worked on. I apologize it's taking so long, but I promise you it'll be worth the wait. The current ETA is this fall at the latest, so not too much longer. As the launch gets closer, I'll be sure to keep everybody here informed. I'm really excited for it, because the days of hyper-caffeinated bulk powders need to end. You know, that isn't doing you any favors, and it's high time somebody did you better. So, thanks for the question.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Mike Iannelli. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we're going to be joined by Dr. Sean Baker to catch up with him after a year of him revealing on my show that he was going to be starting the carnivore diet. Right now, we have a question from Mike Yanelli. He says, whatever became of Metrix? I don't mean the company, but the little packets it used to come in. I love their flavors and found them convenient while I was on the go. Haven't those been gone for like decades now?
Well, I thought so, but I could have sworn I saw them at some store the other day. Regardless, what we're talking about here are MRPs, or meal replacement powders. And when they were originally introduced, at least Metrix, it came in two containers, right? Base and Plus. I think Base was like a carbohydrate, vitamin, mineral blend. And Plus was their metamycin protein, which, you know, it's their trade name for, I think at the time, it was micellar casein, whey, egg, and glutamine. After a few production runs, Bill Phillips introduced Metrix then already in pre-mixed packets. And he trumpeted their use for everything from weight loss to weight gain. Not long afterwards, the Metrix principles went their separate ways. But the MRP now became widely copied. Everyone had an MRP, with Phillips himself later introducing EAS Myoplex, while other companies like Isopure, Weider, Twin Lab and others, they all followed suit. When protein began to get a lot more expensive, though, those pre-measured products really started jumping in price, whereas a quality MRP usually it could have been had for between $2 and $3. You know, they were now $4, $5, $6 and up, and people knew you're not paying for maltodextrin and a sprinkling of vitamins and minerals. You're really paying for the protein. So predictably, companies started watering down the protein quality. And in Metrix's case, gone was the micellar casein in the form of calcium caseinate. And in other products' cases, they used soy and other inferior proteins. It wasn't long before people said, hey, it's really the protein I'm paying for, so I'm just going to buy, you know, a 2-pound jug of whey. Now, although we have more proteins to choose from today, quality products primarily come in 1- and 2-pound jugs. And that's because, in most cases, the five-pounders, they just cause too much sticker shock. So, you know, was there any magic to MRPs to begin with? In Metrics' case, I think there was, but that's only conjecture and theory. Because when Metrics came in Base and Plus, people literally lived on the product, and in some cases the marketing advocated that, and they dropped an incredible amount of fat without losing muscle, making, you know, big-time body comp changes in the process. There were rumors of this little something extra being in there, Anavar, clenbuterol, although I think, you know, it doesn't make sense that they put clenbuterol in there because it's a stimulant and a pretty damn potent one at that. So, but still, the notion it contained a little something extra was put forth by more than a few people. Put it this way, it wouldn't be the first time. Ultimately, MRPs are all but dead today. Okay, if anything, the pendulum seems to have swung back to high-calorie weight gainers. MRPs were popular for a short period of time. They made some people millions and other people ripped, but there really, I don't think, was any magic to them, you know, at least outside of the first couple batches. High-quality proteins added to a simple carb like maltodextrin, plus some other bells and whistles. The real magic, I think, was in the marketing. Because the old before and after pictures and celebrity endorsements was what really sold them. But that was a fun trip down memory lane, Mike. Thanks for your question. And that's what happened with Metrics.
I gotta say that Redcon 1 has an interesting MRP that's made from nothing but whole foods. Yams, oatmeal, salmon protein, chicken protein, beef protein, no dairy protein in their MRP at all. And they have a high carb and a low carb version of it now too, for people who are looking to just, you know, recklessly bulk up, or people who are looking for leaner gains. It really is a pretty impressive MRP, to tell you the truth, in the world today. Tony Massaro says, I'm embarrassed to admit I have a 13-inch neck. I guess I need a neck harness, but what else can I do to build it up to a respectable level? And does it have any benefits other than just looking good?
Yeah. All right, so I'll give my own case. Like, genetically, I've got all the wrong traits for neck development. You know, the ideal is a thick columnar neck extending from the traps and the upper back up to behind your ears. Instead, I've got a thin neck that's thicker up top, and it kind of narrows to the bottom. So for me, and a lot of people struggle with the same thing, for me, I had to really train it hard, heavy, and figure out some, you know, better solutions than a couple of sets of neck harness, and that was it. The latest research says things like deadlifts and shrugs don't build the neck, but instead direct neck work is necessary. I don't necessarily agree with that, right? As everyone I know that deadlifts, they've got really good traps, and big traps alone make a stunning visual, even on underweight individuals, you know. So by all means, if you can, have a base of deadlifting heavy. Now, a neck harness can be useful. It can be worked in progressively heavier weights, just like any other exercise. I always felt that beginning a workout with neck work was really helpful due to the efficiency with which it conducts the electrical message to contract muscle that starts in the brain, runs through the vertebrae, right, and then tells the muscle to contract. You want to start slow, though, because using heavy weights on an untrained neck, you're just asking for trouble, okay? Start with 10 pounds and add 5 or 10 pounds from there. You know, the nice thing about the neck is it responds quickly to training. Now, you may have noticed I kind of omitted working the sides of the neck with the harness. You can do it with a dumbbell or plates on the front and back. On the sides, I find hanging weights cumbersome in that position. Much better, in my opinion, choke a band around a support, and you can work side flexion that way. Light bands are useful in slowly twisting the neck, right, as in looking left to right or vice versa. You'll see what I mean if you try that. And please go slow. One piece of equipment I found to be really helpful is a four-way neck machine. I'm not big on machines, but it's done me real well. I have a heavy workout in the 3 to 5 rep range, and I have a light workout later in the week in the 20 to 25 rep range. And again, that gives a time under tension of around a minute. So whether you're going heavy or light, though, make sure to control the negative for at least a 3 count. If you can't, you're using too much weight, and you'd benefit from dropping down. One other method that I use, body weight work, where you can bridge on your neck and or you can press statically into a medicine ball placed in the corner of a wall. I've also benefited tremendously from headstands, okay, building up to just balancing on my neck. That might not be for everybody. Start slow. Build up to 3 minutes with your hands on the ground and move your hands in a little bit every workout until your neck truly is strong enough to stand on it. Using those methods, I put on about 2 quick inches on my neck. It's about 18 now. So give those methods a shot, Tony. I'm sure you'll be pleased.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have the Blueprint Tip of the Day. Stay tuned. We shall return. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but 6 of their top sellers. That's right, 6 different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperHumanRadio.net.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. The website is CoachRobRegish.com, and that's where you can find the blueprint. So what is the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
Tip of the day is on the seven virtues of being a warrior. So in jiu-jitsu, we learn a code to live by. It's called the 753. The first seven are the virtues of a warrior, and I want to speak at some length about them, because they're entirely applicable to resistance training. So here they are. Rectitude, which means doing the right thing. Benevolence, courage, honor, honesty, loyalty, and politeness. Depending on the choices you make, they can make you a much weaker or a much stronger person. And I mean that quite literally. Let's take rectitude. There was a time I was all about doing the right thing. In fact, I had lived my life in that fashion, and it was serving me really well. I had one vice, though: women. About 15 years ago, I fell off the wagon. I made some bad choices that at first, they seemed exciting, at first. What came later, though, was one of the lowest points in my life, because guilt started to creep into my world, right? Could no longer justify what I was doing. Probably no coincidence, I wound up a lot physically and emotionally weaker for it. My weight dropped from 225 to 188. I couldn't sleep, and I couldn't eat. As far as benevolence goes, that always came easy to me, you know, because I like helping others. Courage is one that I could do better with, as in the courage to tackle bigger weights, right? Because I think we all secretly fear missing a lift. Happened to me last week. I discovered something curious, though. The world didn't end. I dumped the weight on the safeties, and I reloaded it and tried again. And eventually, I succeeded. Honor and honesty, those two go hand in hand, because they're tied to rectitude, right? Because if you're not doing the right thing, you're not going to have honor or honesty. Loyalty is a tough one, because we live in a world where the grass is greener, and loyalty isn't always returned. You know, I think most will agree it usually isn't, you know. Staying loyal to a company is a lot harder than staying loyal to a good woman. I happen to have found a great one, so it makes it easy. Politeness comes easier with age. But, you know, when you're young, you got high levels of test, And that means you want to fight, which is why the military recruit young men, not old ones. I can tell you, though, as difficult as it is sometimes to be polite, I wish I was more so in my past dealings with people. It would have made things so much easier. Now, we all live and learn, but the best of us learn from others' mistakes, which is why it's so important that you listen and understand these words. I can't tell you when the test is coming. I can tell you nobody's going to be there to help, all right? For me, it was in a hotel room in San Diego, 3,000 miles away from home. Where it's going to happen to you, I don't know, okay? But I was, the way I see it, I was given this platform to make a difference in other people's lives. So I hope at least one of you remembers rectitude when the test comes. I am imploring you, please do the right thing. Seems like pretty easy, straightforward stuff.
Yeah.
But we don't live in a world that makes it easy.
No, no.
And there are consequences to making the wrong choices and not doing the right thing.
And the truth of the matter is, success in life is the result of a series of the right choices.
Yeah.
You know, protecting what you've earned, earning more, saving what you have, taking care of your own belongings, and making the right choices. They build on right choices, and that's the problem. Most people make too many wrong choices, and they end up at the end of their lives going, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
So anyway, all good advice. Again, the website is CoachRobRegish.com. The Blueprint Special is $1. You can get the Blueprint Bulletin for $1. It's ridiculous. The amount of information that's available there is staggering. So
use
check it out.
Code. You can use the code April 2018. And while you're there, you know, I've got past issues, all the topics covered. You know, take a look. You can judge for yourself how much useful information there.
There you go. All right, Coach, we'll see you next week, okay?
All right. Thanks, Carl.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Sean Baker on the show. And we're going to catch up with him after exactly 1 year. He was on the show April of 2017. Announcing his N equals many experiment. A year later, let's learn. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. I didn't plan it this way, but exactly 1 year ago this month, I had a guy on the show named Dr. Sean Baker. How you doing, Sean?
Hey, Carl, doing good. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. Loud and clear, 5x5. You sound good. So a year ago this month, I had you on the show because you were breaking records, some strength records, and you and I are in the same age bracket, so it was remarkable what you were doing. But then you were doing it on an all-meat diet at that point in time. And you started a website called N Equals Many. And since then, you've got a couple other projects, I know, as a result. And now I'm getting emails from people that are going, you've got to have Dr. Sean Baker on your show. He's doing the carnivore diet. I'm like, he was on the show a year ago. I'll be glad to have him back. But you've become quite the celebrity now as a result of this, haven't you?
Well, I've definitely got some more exposures. You probably know I was on Joe Rogan's show, which is obviously a big platform to get the message out. And yeah, I've been on quite a few different podcasts and whatnot. It's becoming more and more talked about. It's becoming more and more popular. More people are willing to try it, and I think it's been a very interesting year so far.
So let's talk about the year. So when you were on the show last time, you had just started a website called N Equals Many. That website is still up for people who want to partake in this self-imposed trial. Is that correct?
Yeah, we started that just for people that wanted to try this, to try to collect some data on a carnivorous diet and a few other projects, but mostly most of the people doing it were carnivorous. And we have something like 1,300 or so people that have submitted their data. We're still analyzing some of that, you know, much of that data, and we continue to accept data today for people that want to do it for even just 30 days or 60 days or 90 days or however long they want to do it. And we're kind of continuing to collect whatever information they're willing to give us, whether it's body composition stuff, subjective measurements of health, or even lab data. And so we're getting a big pile of data. We've got over something like a million points of data that we're still, you know, kind of going through and analyzing. We've seen some pretty interesting general trends have been very good, which has been pretty encouraging.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about trends. So what can you say so far from the top line summary of data that you've seen so far?
Right. So, I mean, certainly, you know, of the people that continue to do it, and there were a certain percentage that, you know, stopped the diet for various reasons. Some of it was just the kind of the pain in the ass for collecting the data. A lot of people just didn't want to continue to submit their data, so a lot of people left for those reasons. But there's a high percentage that stayed in, and well above 50%, probably about 70% stayed in on the program. And in general, most of them would say at least – most of them lost weight. Most of them got leaner. Most of them lost weight around their waist. The people that had elevated blood pressure, the majority of them saw their blood pressure normalize. We saw all kinds of signs of inflammation improving for the people that checked things like C-reactive protein. We saw that in most cases the C-reactive protein came down. We saw better control of things like insulin and glucose control. We saw really no evidence of, kidney injury. Kidney labs look good. We saw that liver function study labs look pretty good. We saw that some of the other subjective things, things like mood, anxiety, depression, those things tended to go away. We saw improvements in libido for both men and women, which I thought was pretty good.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah,
and I'm trying to think. Yeah, digestion largely was. I know one of the sort of the myths about meat is that we can't digest it, and it sits there and rots in our colons, and we have constipation. Well, that turns out not to be the case. And the people that did this, you know, after initial transition period, when they get used to not having any fiber in their diet, once their sort of digestive system adjusts to that, they have regular, pretty normal bowel movements for the most part. You know, there's a lot of people that come to this with things like irritable bowel syndrome or irritable bowel disease, and they notice pretty dramatic improvements in their digestive function, which I think is also pretty neat. Also saw a lot of people saying that skin conditions like psoriasis, eczema, and even acne much improved or completely went away for the most part.
And, you know, so I think that like the vegan diet, right? I think you could do the vegan diet for a short period of time and maybe see some benefits, but long term, it's probably not the wisest thing to do. I know that I don't think you are espousing that people eat nothing but meat forever, but clearly you could and thrive. The Chinese understood this. The Chinese Navy understood it. I think you and I talked about that a year ago on the show, how they actually raised cattle on their ships and fed the sailors beef. None of them got scurvy, because what people don't realize is there's actually vitamin C in beef. There's probably some residual fiber in beef, believe it or not, but the USDA isn't going to test for it. But how much of it do you think is increasing or the addition of beef, and how much of it do you think is removing all of what we know to be the allergens in the diet today, like the grains and the corn and the soy and all of those acellular carbohydrates that we know actually are allergens and lead to autoimmunity by removing that from the diet?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both things, Carl. I think that, you know, clearly, in my view, beef is an extremely nutritious food. And I think when you get good nutrition, your body thrives on that. But I think equally, there are a lot of things in the diet that we're not well designed or well prepared to eat. And I think removing those things at the same time as you're increasing your nutritional, bioavailability and content is just a net positive from both of those things. So I don't know which factor has the most. I mean, certainly, things like vegetable oils and refined carbohydrates, sugars and stuff like that seem to not be well tolerated by most people. And in all diets in common, if you remove those things, you know, whether it's a vegan diet, a vegetarian diet, a Mediterranean diet, or whatever diet you want to pursue, or ketogenic diet, generally, if you take those things out of your diet, you will improve your health. I think that's I think most people agree upon that. What the sort of argument becomes is there's a group of people that think that beef, red meat in particular, is damaging. I think this kind of shows that it probably is not. And, you know, the thing is, we don't have any studies looking at just beef. We only have these sort of confounded epidemiology studies where you're looking at people eating all kinds of junk food.
Yeah, like Morningstar breakfast meat. You know what I mean? It's like, no, that's not meat. You know, that's something else completely. And, you know, Alex Leaf wrote a fantastic article recently as a result of a study that looked at high heat cooking. And we've talked about this on this show for the better part of 6 years. High heat cooking is bad. I slow cook all of my meat except on the grill when I'm barbecuing. And even then, I don't go for the charred meat any longer. And there's something to be said for processed meats. They are all cooked at super high temperatures to eliminate any potential pathogens or anything in them before they squeeze them into a paste and shoot them into a tube. And so now there's a new confounder when we look at processed foods, and that is the high heat temperatures that they're using to process them at.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, certainly, you know, you can make that argument for any food that's cooked, you know, whether it's meat or a vegetable.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
We have that sort of confounder, whether or not that, you know, do we have the capacity to sort of detoxify that to some capacity? You know, I agree. I think if you cook a steak and you burn it, you know, you're not going to want to eat it anyway because it tastes bad.
Right.
I think that's the same reason, you know, we don't like to eat bitter foods because they taste bad. I think things that taste bad are things we should not, you know, typically eat. Now, the exception to that, obviously, is sugar, because we've got this, you know, evolutionarily, sugar or fruit probably was used at times to provide extra calories when we couldn't get them. But I mean, generally things that are bitter or things that taste burnt are not good for us. And so we probably need to avoid those.
Yeah, there's a lot to that. Dr. Daniel Lieberman came on my show a couple times and talked about the phenomenon that we are genetically hardwired to both conserve energy and hoard in the way of nutrition energy at the same time. So, which was fine for the hunter-gatherer because they didn't have a refrigerator. They didn't have access to easy food and sweetened foods and all that sort of stuff. But getting back to this discussion, so what I had hoped would happen from your endeavor was, in fact, that the halo that has been cast upon red meat by many authorities having jurisdiction to create policy would have to be reexamined. Do you see that happening when all of the data points are extrapolated, when all of the dust settles? Do you think that you will have a strong enough argument to go to organizations like the American Heart Association and others and say, you've been demonizing red meat unfairly. Look at this research.
Yeah, I think that's the ultimate. I think that's ultimately what can happen. You know, I think, you know, we still have a ways to go to get from here to there. You know, we need to get some funded studies, some actual controlled trials. Right now it's observational stuff. And again, you have to start somewhere. You start with, the observational stuff and you make your theories. Again, the last time that an all-meat diet was formally tested was 1928 in the Bellevue study.
Yeah,
right, Stephenson's study. And so we haven't looked at that, and they did fine. And so I think the problem is we have such – in general, nutritional science is not well set up for answering questions. It's just not – well set up for that stuff. And we rely on these observational epidemiologic studies, which, you know, you have to look at one variable. And I think if you have somebody on a just meat diet, you can very clearly see what meat actually does to the person. And that's what we're seeing, you know, at least, you know, in the hundreds and now thousands of cases that I've seen. Now, formalizing that, getting some formal, you know, better study will be very helpful in that. And I think we can do it. It's just a matter. And, you know, again, some of this, you know, you've got to convince the guys and the policymakers, and they're going to be convinced by the science. But at the same time, you also have to convince the people. And I think some of the social media stuff is getting more and more people to try it. And they're seeing that people aren't dying of scurvy. They're not, you know, their colons aren't falling out. They're not having, you know, kidney failure. None of those things are happening. And so now that you have more people willing to try it, we'll be able to, you know, it'll snowball and we'll be able to get more and more data. And
look at lipid profiles? Because one of the big things is, right, people always say to me, oh, my doctor said my cholesterol's high. I've got to give up red meat. And I go, no, you got to give up carbohydrates. No, he said red meat and fat. And it's wrong. What about dyslipidemia in this small population that followed the all-meat diet? Any evidence?
Yeah, I mean, what happens is somewhat similar to what we see on a ketogenic diet. I mean, generally, HDL levels go up, triglyceride levels go down. I've seen cholesterol, LDL and total cholesterol either go up, go down, or stay the same. And I think there's just a different subset of population where some of them will evidence higher cholesterol levels. There's a guy out there called Dave Feldman who talks about this lean mass hyperresponder, and some people will see their cholesterol go up. Now, the interesting thing is, you know, when we take all these things and we look at the overall package, most people that are sort of aware of the newer research around cholesterol and different lipid markers and different markers of disease will say it's an overall a relatively good-looking package. Now, if you just focus and isolate on just LDL,
right,
you kind of lose that, because LDL by itself is not a very good marker for disease. It has to be in context with underlying inflammation, underlying dysregulation of insulin. Those things have to be in place. There has to be inflammatory damage to the vascular endothelium before cholesterol even has any chance to make an impact. And in that case, the cholesterol is largely there just to kind of sort of mitigate the damage.
Spackle. Yes. It's spackle.
In there. Right, it's mitigating the damage, and
right.
So it's not really a bad thing. We don't make cholesterol, and it's not a crucial part of our body because it's a bad thing. And I think that's the thing that people have to sort of get away from. Even most doctors don't understand this, and hopefully that's turning slowly.
Yeah. As you point out, the inflammation is what starts the ball rolling. But instead of focusing on the spackle, they should be focusing on what made the hole in the first place, and they don't. But that's because the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want to pay attention to that. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Since you invoked the name of Stefanson, I want to come back and talk about methionine, glycine, and eating exclusively muscle meats as opposed to some of the offal, okay? So let's take
sure.
a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Sean Baker.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number 1.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad, or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. None of us are going to live forever, but you don't have to get robbed when it comes to life insurance. Health IQ cares that you work out, that you specifically stick to certain diets, that you care about getting to sleep on time. And they reward you with lower premiums for better life insurance. Go to healthiq.com/SHR. Take the quiz. They don't accept just anybody. They only accept people like us who follow this show. We're talking with Dr. Sean Baker about his leadership in the movement that is now the carnivore diet. So Stefanson found out that what he did with the Inuit was very different than what he did in Bellevue, and he had to readjust his diet. And I'm sure you're aware of what I'm talking about. He was eating a lot more fat with the Inuit, and he was eating way too much lean with the Bellevue group. And then he started to incorporate fat back into the diet, and he was feeling a lot better. With that being said, there is emerging evidence that methionine overload can lead to potentially some nasty effects, including advanced aging, telomere shortening. And when you take this into account, we know that glycine offsets the potential negative effects of methionine. And glycine is predominantly found in soft tissue and the offal, the entrails and so on. So when we talk about the carnivore diet, are we just talking about steaks and chops, or are we talking about eating the entire animal here?
Well, I mean, it can be either. I mean, I think people are, you know, a lot of people are eating. I think your first point was Stefanson about the fattier cuts. I think that's where most people are finding the best longevity with this. You know, if you go in and eat nothing but lean meat, you'll end up getting sick over a period of time. You know, we've seen that with things called, you know, rabbit starvation. But I'd say that probably, you know, a decent percentage of the people will include things like liver and other, you know, other organ meats.
Right.
But interestingly, there are quite a few people that seem to do okay without that. But I do think that it, you know, if you look at, again, you know, the glycine, you know, we see that in some of the collagen and some of the other tissue around there. And if you're eating a steak and you're eating all the you know, the sort of all the gristle and the fascia, I think that probably is what is sort of equaling out that methionine to glycine ratio, which some people think is very important. I don't think we completely understand all the whole picture on that stuff. Like everything else, there's still a lot to be learned. But I don't know anybody eating just strictly lean meat with very little collagen or very little fat that's doing well. So yeah, maybe something to do that.
I like from a good quality piece of beef. You know, we're talking about grass-fed, grass-finished cows that graze. They're natural. They're not CAFO cows. The fat is almost yellow, and that's because of the carotenoids that are localized in it. And it's delicious. And I like the fat. I mean, I personally, when I buy ground beef, I buy a 15% to 20% fat version of ground beef because I like the fat. Tim Gwynn who's listening to the show live said he's been doing the carnivore diet for a couple of weeks now. I really feel better physically and mentally. I can tell the difference.
So. Yeah, I mean, that's a common, you know, like I said, Carl, I get literally every day 10 to 20 people telling me how they're doing. And in general, it's I'm doing great. I'm losing weight. I feel stronger. You know, all the things we talked about before. You know, there's some people that say, you know, my energy is a little low. I'm not eating enough or something like that. Those things certainly are happening too. But by and large, the vast majority of people that do this, certainly in the short term, you know, seem to notice a very big improvement. And again, it could be just cutting out all the garbage out of the diet. It is an excellent elimination diet. And I can tell you that a lot of people, particularly that have GI issues, you know, they find that they have this leaky gut or increased intestinal permeability. We're seeing, you know, there's some interesting research that's coming out of Hungary in the Paleomedicina group where they did a study on that, and they showed improved improvement in intestinal permeability or less leaky gut syndrome after a period of several months on a fully carnivorous diet. And so that may allow people to reintroduce other foods back into their diet without, you know, setting up this autoimmune response, because their intestinal mucosa is better protected against, you know, leaking.
And yeah, because the body recovers when it eats meat. Meat is nutrient dense. When we talk about meat, we're talking about red meat here, but I want to talk about other types of meat too in this equation in a moment. But red meat is nutrient dense. The body knows how to digest it. This is this foolishness out there of these people who go, oh, the body can only digest 30 grams of protein at a time. I mean, our ancestors, after working for 8 hours to catch an antelope, didn't just eat a small amount and go away because they couldn't. They ate that antelope. And they ate that antelope, and they ate the antelope until it was all gone, and then they went on and looked for something else. So this silliness that goes around the dietary community, oh, you can't absorb more than 30 grams of protein. I have never pooped out any whole undigested food, just for the record. So it's being broken down in my body. Maybe somebody else's body is different. But this is nonsense. I mean, I will eat a pound of ground beef right after this show today. I do it every single day. And I look forward to it every single day. I mean, what about this silliness? Oh, well, you can't digest that much meat.
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of, you know, obviously there's a lot of bias and sort of almost a political agenda to try to misrepresent the actual data. But I mean, you know, we've got great evidence that shows, and you can talk to pretty much any gastroenterologist will tell you the same thing, but you know, they've got studies on people that have had colostomies or ileostomies rather, where they don't have a colon, and they look to see what comes through the small intestine. And when they digest meat, nothing comes through. It's all completely absorbed. There's only a little bit of liquid that comes out. You contrast that to vegetable or fiber material, where most of that just passes right through and it becomes undigested. We have a tremendous capacity to absorb meat. We're well suited for that. We're well designed for that. In fact, you know, you can look at, there's cultures like Mongolians. Mongolians have been known to sit there and eat 7, 8, 9 pounds of meat in one sitting. You know, that's part of their culture. But if we go back further, like you talked about, you know, we weren't walking around with Tupperware containers, you know, parceling out 30 gram allotments of protein. You know, we hunted these big animals. We ate till we got full, and then we did it again when we got hungry again. And, you know, if we go back even farther, looking at Homo erectus and some of the early Homo sapiens, we ate a lot of the large, really large animals like the mammoth and elephant. I mean, that's what we probably lived on. And that's one of the reasons I think we so much enjoy the fattier cuts of meat, is because that's what we sort of evolved on. And that is the most efficient way to get calories. You think about that, Carl. They figured out how to preserve meat, whether it be drying it or sticking
salting
it in the ice.
Right.
Salting, putting under the water. Those people knew that stuff even hundreds of thousands of years ago. And so they could kill a big animal, like a big mammoth, and they had meat to eat for months and months, you know, with one kill. And that was a very efficient strategy. And then, unfortunately, those animals, we kind of wiped them out. They went extinct, probably from overhunting, and probably some climate change had some impact on that. And then we had to go after the smaller and smaller animals. You know, we weren't going after – you think about what we could have eaten, you know, 300,000 years ago with the technology we had. We had spears. We weren't catching birds. You know, you're not going to get a bird with a spear. There's not much of a bird anyway. You think about that realistically. So you go after the big, fat, slow-moving animals that are big, rich, nutrient-dense targets. And that's what we grew up on as humans.
So since your popularity has grown, I would imagine that you have found yourself in the sights of the vegan slash PETA people, they tend to feel like they take the moral high ground because they love animals so much. But in fact, if the carnivore diet is healthier for humans, then we need to decide whether we put more value on humans or on animals, because that's really where the decision is going to go. I've always said that most vegans, not maybe all, but most vegans are in fact self-hating humans. They despise themselves. They despise the human race. They think there's nothing good about the human race, and animals somehow are elevated to a level where they can worship the animals. Oh, we have to do everything to protect the animals, and let's kill the humans. So have you been threatened? Have you been has anyone reached out to you from the vegan slash PETA community?
Well, I mean, I get criticized continuously. I mean, I have people wishing I were dead, wishing my family members were
dead.
There
you go. This is my point. See, they would rather see a human be dead than an animal. There's some, for those of you out there who hear this and don't understand the mental corruptness of that, I'm startled. If you would rather see a human being die than an animal, if they one of them had to die and you're like, no, take the human, you are a self-hating human being. There's something wrong with you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, like I said, there are definitely a lot of it's almost a religion, you know, that sort of has taken over that. And a lot of vegans will say veganism is not about a way of eating. It's about a way of, you know, feeling about animals. It's not about diet. It's not about health. It's really not even about the environment. And so I've seen some comments where a woman said that if her children, her sons were to eat meat, knowing what she knows, she would actually kill her sons.
See?
And she would do it in a rapid way so they wouldn't suffer.
See?
For
See?
Everybody else.
These are self-hating humans. Think about this. Think of the absurdity of something like that. That is a person who has a mental illness. That is a person who should not be able to buy a gun. I'm with you on that one. That woman shouldn't be able to buy a gun. If she says something so stupid as if my son ate meat, I'd kill him. Whoa. And you know what's really interesting? In December of 2015, Psychology Today wrote an article based on a study that was done in Scandinavia that looked at why vegans present the greatest degree of mental illness of any other dietary template followers, omnivores, even the lacto vegetarians, the ovo vegetarians, the pesci vegetarians. Strict vegans tend to have greater degrees of mental illness, and they came up with four postulated possibilities. One, the nutrient deficiencies from the diet. Two, vegans tend to already have mental illnesses that send them looking for answers like extreme diets. Number three was they were hypochondriacs. And number four was, I can't think of number four. But the bottom line, the takeaway of the study was vegans have greater degrees of mental illness than the regular population. So that's, you know, in this day and age where we're all talking about mental illness and mass killings, we should be watching vegans, just for the record. We should be really watching vegans for, like, just in case, because they present the highest level of mental illness of any subgroup in our population.
Yeah, I mean, and again, I think just in a general point, I think we have this tremendous manifestation of mental health disease often presenting as violence in this country, you know. And, you know, regardless if your diet is deficient in nutrients, whether it's through veganism, you know, some of them do it well and they can supplement well, but many of them can't, or even a standard junk food diet, which also leads you to significant nutrient deficiencies. You know, there was a recent murder at the YouTube, or a woman that killed herself at YouTube and shot a bunch of people. She was a vegan. The kid that was a Sandy Hook shooter, you know, that killed all those kids, was a vegan. And so it's not to say that all vegans have mental illness, but certainly a diet that tends to promote nutrient deficiencies, whether it's veganism or a junk food diet, those things need to be looked at seriously. I mean, we have a significant mental health problem in Western society, and it's getting worse. And I think the diet is a contributor to it. And you know, I think, you know, a diet where you have plenty of nutrient-dense food like meat and probably some other foods is insurance against mental health disease.
I'm with you on that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to start to explore other things that you consider meat. I mean, is it just beef we're talking about? How about good cuts of pork? How about good cuts of chicken? Let's talk about that when we come back, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, stay tuned. We're right back with more of Dr. Sean Baker. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes? The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but 6 of their top sellers. That's right, 6 different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products to dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com, that's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number 1.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon 1 banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Hey, Sean, let's plug your websites. Which websites should people be going to if they want to get involved?
Yeah, I think looking at meatheals.com, it's meat, M-E-A-T-H-E-A-L-E-S, H-E-A-L-S,
yeah.
heals.com. We've got, we're collecting all kinds of these wonderful transformations of people that are going on carnivorous dieting, seeing all kinds of health issues going away. You know, things like diabetes, hypertension, things like kids with autism improving, kids with fetal alcohol syndrome improving, things like that. That's a good site for people who want to read about different stories, you know, things like Lyme disease getting improved. You can go to I'm pretty active on Instagram right now, Carl. So Sean, S-H-A-W-N, Baker, 1967 is where I put up a lot of information, a lot of studies. I'll put up generally some studies, every day almost on things that support this. Some stuff that kind of refutes some of the vegan propaganda is on there. So those are probably the two places where I think most people will see a lot of information at this point.
Okay, let's hit a couple subjects real quick. So meats, that's plural. Is it just beef we're talking about here? Is that where all the magic is? Or if you can find good pastured pork, lamb, even chicken, are we including that in this category?
Yeah, I think any of those are fine. I think what most people do that do this a long time, people that do it over a period of time, they'll find that they gravitate more towards the ruminant animals, which would be things like, beef and then lamb and then perhaps goat and stuff like that, or wild game meat, deer, elk. Mm. I think as humans, that's kind of what we sort of went for early on, these grazing animals. And I think that ends up to be ultimately the most nutritious. But certainly if you want to, even eggs, and a little bit of dairy, people are using, although some people will find that their tolerance for dairy is not particularly high. And so I think you find that out pretty quickly. But I think for the most part, it's, any kind of meat you want to use, whether it's cow or, even our seafood, certainly. I think seafood can be a wonderful addition, whether it's shellfish or, things like shrimp or salmon or mackerel or sardines. And then, organ meat, certainly. Again, we talked about it earlier, organ meat can be a wonderful addition. So I think all those things are on the table. But I do find that many people that do this long term sort of gravitate towards red meat. They find that to be more satisfying, both from a taste perspective and just from an overall how you feel after you eat it. And I think you probably mentioned that after you eat your ground beef, you feel better.
Yeah, I not only feel better, but I want to eat more. It's a funny phenomenon. I've been eating a pound of ground beef every single day for over a decade now. And my cholesterol levels are always, they're actually quite low. Usually my total cholesterol is like 176, which is worrisome to me because I really want it to be a little higher. And people are like, what? And I actually would like it to be a little bit higher. But with that being said, there's another phenomenon that we have to pay attention to, and that is the accumulation of iron. The blood-borne iron that's found in red meat tends to be well-absorbed, hemi-iron. And you said something about dairy. The problem with dairy today is it's kind of like beef. If you have a farmer where you can get good grass-fed raw dairy, not pasteurized raw dairy, from a quality source, there is something in dairy that actually helps to mitigate the potential accumulation of iron. Are you familiar with lactoferrin's role in binding to iron and carrying it out in waste?
That is one mechanism. We also, Carl, it's kind of interesting because we have a hormone made in the liver called hepcidin, and that is, arguably upregulated to prevent over iron accumulation. As someone who, I tested my iron levels and they were all normal, even though I was eating 4, 5, 6 pounds of meat a day, red meat a day. And I think what we're seeing in a lot of cases where iron, is associated with inflammation, failure to excrete iron or the problem with accumulation of iron is probably, again, the underlying issue is probably metabolic derangement and inflammation, which causes us not to be able to properly excrete iron. But I think, the lactoferrin and the hepcidin, can certainly help minimize that.
Is there a way to increase or upregulate hepcidin production? Does it increase as a result of eating more meat? What stimulates hepcidin?
Well, I think one of the things that's going to stimulate hepcidin is iron, iron ingestion. So iron ingestion, there's going to be a natural feedback loop on that. I've seen, again, a lot of labs on people, and they show me that they're typically their ferritin levels are normal, or even I've even seen them go down after eating an all-meat diet.
Uh-oh. Did we lose you, Sean? Nope, you're back now. They went down when eating an all-meat diet. We got that last part there.
Yeah, I've seen a number of cases where people eating an all-meat diet will see their ferritin levels actually drop. But I think ferritin, in many cases, can represent overall inflammation or metabolic dysregulation. So it may just be another marker for those things going on. And so, you know, potentially if you have really bad metabolic disease and a lot of inflammation, eating a lot of heme iron may initially be cause an accumulation issue. But I think as you get better and your metabolic health gets better, I think those things correct themselves.
Which leads me to my next question. Is it important to eat meat and only meat in order for you to benefit from the meat that you're eating, or when you is it possible to go ahead and make sure you're getting a lot of meat in your diet, assuming that you're not eating known bad actors like corn and wheat and grain and high starchy carbohydrates and so on. If you're eating green leafy vegetables and such, can you still benefit from adding meat to your diet, or do you think it's got to be an all or nothing equation in order for the body to get used to the meat and benefit from it?
No, not at all. I think meat is basically a health food. And I think the more you eat, and it doesn't have to be exclusively, but the more you eat in the absence of these refined carbohydrates, in the absence of these other inflammatory foods, is going to be a benefit. So if you've got a diet that is predominantly or has a high percentage of meat in there and the rest of your diet looks good, you know, and doesn't have these, you know, refined grains or vegetable oils or high sugar content, then you probably will be just fine. And I think that's, you know, and you can see that on how your health is, how you feel. And I think that's one of the things when we look at, when we determine health, you know, we don't know what's going to kill you. I mean, I could die tomorrow. You could die tomorrow. We could get hit by a bus. You know, the vegans would blame it on the meat, of course. But
yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, the best you can do is how can I improve my body composition? How can I improve the way I feel, function, and all my systems are running today? And that's what you've got to really aim for. And I think if you do that day in and day out and continually see where you're at, that's as good as you're going to do. You can't base it on somebody else's guess.
What's going on with you? Last time we had you on the show, you had broken a record at an event. I've heard that you're chasing a 700-pound deadlift. Did you achieve that? What's going on?
Yeah, no, I'm just in the beginning phases of that. So I'm working my way up to that. I'm sort of in the volume stages of that. So I'm deadlifting 3 days a week. You know, pulling, you know, it's like 450, five sets of five. You know, with no belt. You know, 3 days a week. And so it's a lot of volume. And so that back when I did this stuff, when I was younger, you know, when in my 20s and 30s, that was the same sort of workout. And my numbers are not far off what they were back then. And
wow.
So I think it's very conceivable that I can get back over 700 pounds again. And that would put me, right at a American record, you know, level for that. So
because how old are you now?
I'm 51.
51. Yeah. Wow. That's pretty impressive. That really is impressive. And as far as other than the training, I would imagine that being the steward of the carnivore diet movement it takes a lot of your time, right?
Yeah, I'm very active. You know, I'm getting a couple other websites going up. I'm doing a little bit of consulting. You know, there's people that want to do some one-on-one consulting with me. So I'm opening that up a little bit because a lot of people just keep asking me questions over and over, and I'm trying to do that as best I can. But yeah, I'm very busy with that. I'll probably go back into practicing part-time, doing orthopedics a little bit, you know, just to kind of keep that going. But I'm going to be very busy over the coming several years, I think. And it's good. I'm glad to do this. I think it's very important. We need to have some strong advocates for the prevention side of medicine, because medicine, unfortunately, has sort of devolved into this, put Band-Aids on everything and treat symptoms, and no one gets really any healthier.
Are you eating any vegetables? Are you eating, you know, broccoli, anything like that?
Not at all. I'm still pretty much 100% meat, Carl. I've been doing that for about almost 17 months now. And so, I'm doing well and feeling great.
Give the audience a snapshot. You wake up in the morning. Do you train fasted? Do you have a meal in the morning?
It varies on the training. You know, if I do train in the morning, it'll definitely be fasted, you know. But more often than not, I'm training in the afternoon or lunchtime. And so I'll usually have breakfast, which is, you know, a steak or two, and then I'll tend to repeat that later in the day. And so typically for me, I only eat about two meals a day, and it's usually red meat in the morning, red meat in the evening, and that's pretty much it. I just drink water. I've never been a coffee drinker. I have been playing with a little bit of salt in my water before I work out to see if that helps, and that seems to be beneficial. So I'm still kind of
Is that under the advisement of Dr. James DiNicolantonio in his book The Salt Fix, or did you just come up with that on your own for some other reason?
No, he mentioned that a while ago, and I said I would try it, and I did. And, one of the things that I find – one of the things people will talk about, they got to have carbs to train is because they get a kind of a pump. They fill up – they get vascular, and there's more fluid. And I think the same – the reason that's happening is because when we eat carbohydrates, it stimulates insulin. Insulin then affects the kidneys to resorb and retain more salt and
right.
more fluid.
Antidiuretic, right.
Right, and so I think you can just skip all that and just take in the extra sodium, the extra electrolyte before you work out with the fluid, and you get the same effect. And so that's what I found. But yeah, Dr. James DiNicolantonio did suggest this to me about, 6 months ago, and I said I'd try it when I wanted to play with other variables. And so once I got through my first year of just eating meat, then I started adding that in. I think so far it's been a net positive.
How much salt do you mix into water and drink first thing in the morning before training or before you train?
I usually try to do it about a half hour before training, and it's usually maybe a teaspoon and a half in a glass of water, and then I usually drink a couple other glasses of water after that just because it doesn't taste very good.
do you know what's really funny about this about sodium chloride? There's a really well-done study that phrenologists refer to but ignore. And it shows that taking rodents that have chronic kidney disease, that they're genetically designed to have a CKD, by giving them a quarter teaspoon of sodium in their drinking water, so sodium chloride, table salt, in their drinking water, completely stops the progression of CKD. Now, just think about this for a second. Completely stops the progression of CKD. Now, ask yourself, what is the mantra of American medical? Oh, reduce sodium intake, reduce sodium intake, reduce sodium intake. And this actually puts more strain on the kidneys. And people say, well, how can that be? And here's why. When you have an abundance of sodium, an abundance of magnesium, abundance of calcium, an abundance of phosphorus, when you have an abundance of all of these minerals running around in your body, your kidneys don't have to do anything. They just open up. They just open up. They don't do anything. They let everything spill out. But when you have limited amounts of any of these, they have to tighten up and they have to filter. Oh, no, we can't let that go out with the pee. Oh, we got to keep that in here. They work when you don't have enough minerals, not when you have too many. But if you talk to a doctor, he'll say, your kidneys aren't doing too well. We're going to have to back you down on your sodium and your magnesium intake. What? Wait, let's make them work harder, in other words. That's brilliant. And I don't understand how the medical orthodoxy gets away with this information after knowing that just telling someone with CKD to include sodium chloride in their diet can actually prolong the progression. It's bizarre to me.
Yeah, there's a lot of misconceptions that are just going on forever, and I think some of it has to do with the fact that the medical education largely comes from pharmaceutical companies a lot of reasons. And so, most of us are, we go through medical school, we learn what we learn, and much of that education was funded and paid for by pharmaceutical companies. We continue to get continuing medical education, often funded by pharmaceutical companies. And so it's kind of the deck's kind of stacked. But the other thing, when we talk about chronic kidney disease, one of the other misconceptions is protein will cause kidney damage.
Right.
Again, that's just an absolute joke. In fact, one of the neat things I've seen with people that doing this diet, I've had a couple people now that have come in with chronic kidney disease, and they see that their glomerular filtration rate actually improves going on a carnivorous diet, which I think is mind-blowing to people that are going to tell you that protein in meat harms your kidneys when we're seeing, again, the exact opposite thing happening.
Give your websites again, Dr. Baker.
MeatHeals.com is a collection of anecdotal stories for all kinds of people curing and improving really neat different types of diseases. You can go to Sean Baker, SHAWNBAKER, 1967 that's 1967. That's Instagram. You can go to Sean-Baker.com. That's actually going to be open in a couple weeks. I'm not sure when this will go out as far as being aired, and then we've got, N=many.com is still in progress. And then my Twitter, SBakerMD. I'm pretty active there as well.
Yeah. Listen, thanks for being on the show and following up on what you started. I think you're doing a great job here. And I think it's going to end up being something much bigger than you've ever thought it could be. The only thing I'm going to say to you is be careful when Dr. Oz asks you to come up on the show.
Okay.
No, because they edit the interview. If you do Dr. Oz's show, say I get to see the edited version before it airs. He won't let you on because they like to take things that are serious and make it look funny. And it's a sham. But good job. I applaud you. You're doing great work.
Thanks, Carl. And I appreciate what you're doing, getting the word out as well. I think all of us together can hopefully change the direction that we're going, which needs to be changed.
Amen. Amen, brother. All right. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
And that's all we have for today. We hope you enjoyed today's show. Of course, check out CoachRobRegish.com and the Blueprint Special, $1 only. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Supreme Radio. We got the gadget guy. We got a new SHR gadget guy you're going to meet tomorrow named Derek Trombetta. And he's going to introduce us to some new gadgets we should be paying attention to. And then also Mark Bell is going to be on tomorrow. Those of you who know Mark Bell, stay tuned for that show tomorrow right here at noon. All right, bye.